April 20th. It's now 15 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and I'm going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics, and we have with us Laura Claver. Laura, how are you? Let me turn your mic on. Laura, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
What you been up to?
Oh, man. It's been a wild spring.
It has been.
But things are turning green, and it's nice outside today. Flowers are coming up. So
that's for sure.
Yeah.
Allergies are in full bloom.
Right? They certainly are.
That is for sure. So, and we're going to talk volunteers today.
We are. This is one of my favorite topics.
Is this like volunteer month or something?
It is. It's volunteer appreciation. April is volunteer appreciation month, and we are currently in volunteer appreciation week. So this is the time of year where we really get to say thank you to all of our incredible volunteers.
How did you round up these ladies to get to visit with you today, Laura?
Well, you know what? They're wonderful. I really didn't have to twist their arms too hard.
So we have with us this morning, we have Connie McCormick, who is the auxiliary co-president.
Correct.
How are you, Connie?
I'm great.
How was your weekend? What did you do this weekend that was fun?
Yard work.
Yes. Yes.
Enjoyed some nice weather.
Yes. We'll take it. That's for sure. And Chris Johnson. Chris, you're an auxiliary member. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Let me turn your mic up too, Chris. So that's what I need to do is get all the mics turned on.
There
so
we go. Can
hear. How are you, Chris?
I'm very good. Thank
how
you.
How was your weekend?
Busy.
So most exciting thing going on for you today is what?
Oh, today?
Yes.
I'm going to the pool to aquasize.
All right. There you go. I like it. How long have you been involved with the auxiliary? Big picture. You've been involved with the auxiliary for a while. A few years.
For a few years, yes.
Yes, yes. When we talk about the auxiliary, what are we talking about? Big picture of the auxiliary is what? Laura.
Yeah, so the auxiliary has been around since 1961. And the auxiliary, they really support the programs and the employees at the hospital. They run a lot of different fantastic things that benefit both employees, but then also raise money for projects
yes.
and fun things at the hospital.
Yeah.
So I'll let the ladies talk a little bit more about exactly what the auxiliary is and does, but they... As an employee, we always get excited when the auxiliary comes around. They do quarterly appreciation events and
yes.
bring us brownies and the Lemon Tree gift shop. There's a lot of really fun things that they do. So we really appreciate the long history they've had. But I'll let them go into a little bit more detail about what the auxiliary is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Connie, we'll start. You know what? By the way, thanks for this bit of information. You brought in this timeline that is pretty remarkable. Thank you for that.
Well, the auxiliary's been in existence for 65 years now.
65.
65. It was founded in May of 1961 at the Hotel Johnson, which no longer exists.
Where was the Hotel Johnson?
Where the Houghton State Bank is now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it was a very, very nice hotel.
It yeah. used to be the Sunday go-to-eat place.
That was it, huh? The Hotel
yeah.
Johnson.
When we were kids,
Hotel
yes.
Johnson.
Okay.
So that's where it was actually founded. In 1961. So this is our Blue Sapphire anniversary for the 65th.
Yeah. I did not know that, but I do now. I'm going to act like I did. So
I got to learn that this year, too.
Okay.
So we had a little group of us, five or six of us, that have been kind of researching
yeah.
what went on for the last 65 years, and that's the little timeline
uh-huh.
that we put together. And it was just fascinating to recognize all the names of the charter members, Helen Murphy being the one that stands out probably mm-hmm. the most
yeah, right.
For us. And so we had a hard time. We were going through scrapbooks and minutes and a lot of documents, and we kind of got bogged down a few times about, oh, don't you remember this? And but we had just an absolutely fascinating time. So for the May breakfast that we have, our annual breakfast and business meeting, we're going to go over this little timeline
mm-hmm.
that we've put together. We also have an extensive list of all the gifts that have been given
oh, wow.
by the auxiliary. Mm-hmm. And we're up to $1,095,697 as of March.
Wow.
So
that is so cool. That you have all that information and then your timeline, I love. I want to touch on a couple of these. I'm not going to give anything away for your May luncheon.
Oh, no, that's fine.
So the book, so in 1962, the first auxiliary gift to the hospital, $467 for a microphone at the chapel.
Right.
That was in September of 1962. I want to skip forward to 1966. The first benefit ball, the fall thing, was in 1966. The Lemon Tree Gift Shop was in 1975.
That's when we officially adopted a name. It was just known as the Gift Shop and Coffee Bar.
Oh.
When it started out, Chris,
in the old hospital, it used to be right inside the door as you walked in.
Yeah.
And they used to always serve coffee and cinnamon rolls.
Oh.
There was a local lady that always made cinnamon rolls. That was the hot item go there. And they had very few gifts at that time.
Well, coffee and cinnamon rolls will do it, though, right?
That's right. It draws lots of people. That's right.
Absolutely.
But now it's turned around, and now it's only gifts, and coffee and cinnamon rolls are down in the cafeteria.
And you said, Connie, $1,095,697 is total contribution. In 1982, you reached $100,000 for a milestone that had been given. So,
yes,
this is really cool. Great. I mean, I just find it so interesting. The other thing that I found really interesting is in 1933, the hospital opened on Washington and 4th Street. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So a bit of information there that's new to me this morning. So 1933, Washington and 4th. That building is no longer there, correct?
No, it's a parking lot.
And
now,
I think the apartment building to the north of that lot is where some of the doctors had their office buildings.
Okay.
Their offices.
Sure.
So I think there was just a little pathway or something between the two. So if you had to see the doctor and then go to the hospital, you didn't have far to go.
Yeah. It's come a long way, hasn't it?
It has, but it's because of all the volunteers we've had.
Yes.
And we really appreciate all the people that give so willingly of their time. The Lemon Tree is totally staffed by volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
It's open from 10 to 2. We used to be open from 10 to 4, but had a little trouble getting enough staff for those last couple of hours, although we do maintain longer hours during the Christmas season. And one of the fascinating things I found when I was going through all of the papers was that the Christmas preview started 40 years ago in 1986.
Oh, wow.
So it's been around for a long time.
Wow.
It's one event that we do use a lot of volunteers to staff that. So there's a lot of different opportunities. It's not just the Lemon Tree. Every quarter, we try to do something special for the staff just to say thank you for all the hard work that you put in at our hospital. And that staff's not just the nurses and the doctors, but the business offices and the maintenance and everybody that supports the entire hospital. And those events are kind of fun.
Oh, they're very fun, yes.
We do various things.
And the staff just loves whatever it is we do, whether it's brownies or cupcakes or it's usually food items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, food.
Root beer floats.
Yeah.
I mean, they all it's always homemade stuff, too. I feel like that's the other thing, that it's that not only are they coming and serving us, but they're all baking it at home beforehand. So we get homemade brownies and homemade cookies and homemade cupcakes.
We have good volunteer bakers.
We do.
Yes, so we're always looking for more volunteer bakers.
Yes.
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So the auxiliary is, how many members do you have of the auxiliary? Do you know?
So it's a little under 100. There's some lifetime members.
How do you become a member? If someone wanted to be a member of the auxiliary, what do you do?
Yeah, so you can call me.
Yeah.
You can stop by the gift shop. That's a great way to get your membership information. The annual dues are $5, or you can pay to be a lifetime member.
Or you can pay to be a sustaining member, too, which is a little bit less, but a little bit more than the
$5. Right. What about volunteering commitment? If someone wanted to volunteer, do you say, I'm talented in this, or I have no talent, so just put me somewhere where I might not mess things up too bad?
We have a little checklist of the things that you can volunteer, like if you like to make cookies, if you like to be involved at the Christmas preview, or you want to help staff the linen stale, you want to work in the Lemon Tree, you want to work in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some options. And then some people say, oh, just put me
wherever.
And some people don't even want to volunteer. They want to belong to the auxiliary,
yeah.
but they don't have the time to donate or whatever.
Yeah.
So they just would like to be members.
You're pretty flexible.
We're pretty flexible.
You're pretty flexible.
We can find a place for you. If you're interested in getting involved, even if you don't have a lot of time that you want to commit, or maybe you want to help out in the Lemon Tree, but not every week, but maybe you're an on-call that you could just come in from time to time. So there's lots of options, or in the cafeteria. So you don't have to make a huge time commitment.
No.
Go ahead.
Most of us work just a couple days a month in the Lemon Tree. It's not a huge commitment.
I found, too, that in my years, most people don't just jump at the chance to volunteer for anything.
Right.
It's usually word of mouth. Would you like to do that? Or would you like to do this? Or could you bring a salad? Or could you bring some bars? And if you're usually asked, you usually will do it.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a volunteer at the hospital, get a friend and say, would you like to ride with me on my Meals on Wheels route? That's how I got started.
There you go.
And sometimes it sticks and sometimes, well, I can do this, but not right now.
So near $1.1 million. I'm going to round up and say $1.1 million. Yep. How do you determine where that goes? Do you request, or how does that work, Laura?
Yeah, so we're kind of in that process this year. For the auxiliary typically gives a gift around the May breakfast, so that's kind of the annual meeting and annual celebration is the May breakfast, which I did not realize that the auxiliary was founded in May, so I learned something new today. That's kind of fun. I'm guessing that's why we do the May breakfast.
Yeah, there you go.
But so around the time of the May breakfast is typically when the gift is given, and I work with the hospital administration to kind of identify if there's any needs, if there's things that have come through that would be a good fit for the auxiliary, and then typically bring a list of ideas. So at our April meeting, I'll come with a list of ideas, and then they'll kind of talk through and decide on one. And sometimes those things don't happen in May. We had a request this last year. The auxiliary purchased a very cool John Deere Gator for our landscaping team up at the hospital. So
That's awesome. We've been doing
a lot of work in the Serenity Garden and just the groundskeeping in general. And so that was something we did not have. And so that was really fun.
You bet.
So they funded that. That was kind of not during the normal funding cycle, but they were able to give an extra gift.
The board does entertain special requests during the year.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're for a big ticket item. They might also be for something for a couple $1,000s that has come up that they would really like to have.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had the nurse honor guard that came in and asked for a small donation so that they could buy some of their capes and hats. They go out when a nurse passes away and they do a service for that. And so they have these special capes and hat and some emblems. And we thought, what a nice way to honor.
You bet.
The hard work of nurses.
You do a lot. When you look at all that you have, I mean, you do a lot of good work through the community, for the community and for the hospital. It really is pretty remarkable.
It is. And, you know, I think that one of the things that I love about the work that I do is learning more about these volunteer organizations, but then getting to know the people that are involved. You know, Chris and Connie are two examples of the dedicated volunteers that we have up there. But man, I love our auxiliary. Our auxiliary ladies are wonderful. And men can also be part of the auxiliary.
Yes.
But I do. I just, their dedication, the joy that they bring to the organization, like, it's, being a volunteer is wonderful. And we're so grateful for what they give back, and we appreciate them deeply.
Very good. Laura Claver with us. We have Connie McCormick with us and Chris Johnson from the auxiliary. Laura, are there other, around the month, anything around else on the auxiliary that we want to make sure we touch on? Because you have a lot of other, I mean, it's Volunteer Appreciation Month.
It is.
So you have a lot of, like, the auxiliary, but additional volunteer organizations, right?
Yeah.
That we need to touch on.
We do. I think I want to just touch on, while we're here chatting about it, you know, the opportunities, like Chris or Connie mentioned, the cafeteria.
Yep.
So 3 days a week, we have auxiliary volunteers in the morning during breakfast that help check out. We have wonderful breakfast at the hospital. If you've never come for breakfast, you should consider it, because we have wonderful hot breakfast at the hospital. But all of the employees take full advantage, and it gets a little busy sometimes. So we have auxiliary volunteers. Now, we used to do that 5 days a week, but we've lost volunteers, and so now we only do it 3 days a week. So that would be a great one if you're someone who's up early and is interested in coming in for 2 hours. It's a great opportunity. You can also get free breakfast while you're there volunteering, so that's a nice perk.
And it's not difficult work.
Yeah.
There you go. So, and it's just a couple hours.
It is, just a couple hours. Yeah. So that's a great one. And then the Lemon Tree, working in the Lemon Tree. I think those are the kind of the two areas that we're looking for more regular volunteers for. Mm-hmm. So if you're at a point in your life where you have a little extra time and you're interested in trying it out, like Connie said, it doesn't have to be, you know, maybe once or twice a month. It doesn't have to be real regular. But if you're at a point in your life where you're ready to think about something like that, check out the auxiliary.
Okay. How would one find about the auxiliary? It's on your website probably somewhere.
It is. Yep. Yep. Yeah. It's on our website. I believe it's under About and Get Involved.
Okay.
But yeah, you stop at the Lemon Tree. Chat with him there, or you can always give me a call at 712-623-6491.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? How many volunteers do you have, Laura?
Oh, my gosh.
A couple hundred?
Yeah. So across all of our programs, well over 100. You know, it just when we get into some of the programs like our mobile food pantry with Live Well Montgomery County, I mean, hundreds of volunteers. So across everything, it's a lot. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Chris had mentioned that she started with Meals on Wheels.
I started with Meals on Wheels.
Delivering meals.
Yes.
And you still have a lot of mobile meal drivers at this point that still deliver meals and that sort of stuff.
We have four routes that go out every day. So each route has typically between 6 to 10 drop-offs for meals. That's a big one. And that's another one where we're always looking for volunteers, especially during the winter, because we have people who like to go south and not enjoy this nice Midwestern winter. So we're always looking for extra volunteers for that. But yeah, mobile meals, they're meals that are prepared in our kitchen and then delivered out to people who are maybe recovering from an illness. Maybe they're homebound. Maybe they don't have the ability to cook like they used to. So that's a really great program. And yeah, four volunteers every day, except for when it's bad weather or school is canceled, come and deliver meals out into the community. And that's a hugely beneficial program and also a great opportunity for us to check in on the people we're delivering to. Mm-hmm. You know, some of these people maybe don't have anyone else that they talk to.
That may be the only interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so we kind of look at it as a wellness check also. Sure. So we take pretty seriously if someone doesn't answer their door, you know, then we have protocols in place to make sure that they're okay. Sometimes they just forget to tell us that they're gone, but we want to make sure that they're okay. So it's a good way for us to not only bring them a nutritious meal, but also have that point of contact. And our drivers get very attached to their delivery routes too. Mm-hmm. We switched up routes one time and we got in a lot of trouble because people were like, no, I want to see this person every day. So
kind of gets to be a friendship.
It is.
Right?
Yes,
so.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are visiting with Chris Johnson, Connie McCormick, and Laura Claver from Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. So we've talked about the auxiliary, but you have the foundation, couriers. What do the couriers do?
Okay, so our courier program, they run things between places. Just like it sounds, right? So like lab from our clinics in Villisca and Malvern, right?
Sure.
Or things that need to go from clinics in Villisca and Malvern, even taking things up to Omaha. So there's a whole variety of things that our couriers do, and that's a really important program. So if you like driving, that's a great one, whether it's, you know, back and forth between Malvern and Red Oak or Villisca and Red Oak, or if you're going up to the city there. So our couriers do a really important job.
Chaplains and pastors, we talked about mobile meals. Mm-hmm. Your board of trustees.
Yeah.
That's a volunteer position.
Exactly.
And boy, do they put a lot of work in.
They really do.
Yeah.
They really do. Now, that one's unique because it's a, you know, publicly elected position.
Yeah.
But all of their work is volunteer. And the hours that they put in to not only understand and learn the world of healthcare, if that's not a world that they've been in before, but then reading the board reports, understanding what's happening, you know, from a policy standpoint. Yes. There's so much work that they put in, and they're very dedicated, and mm-hmm. they do a lot of good work.
And you mentioned Live Well Montgomery County as well. These yep. are some of your organizations mm-hmm. that you have. Has there been a project with the auxiliary, Connie and Chris, that you have through the years that you had special appreciation for or special interest in? Because you've had a lot of projects through the years that you've worked on, but just
for me, I think it would be the Christmas preview.
Okay.
That everyone seems to look forward to that. Not only
everybody's in a little better mood at Christmas time. Yeah. Yeah.
Not only the staff, but we have a lot of people from the community
yeah.
come up to that event because there's a lot of fascinating things mm-hmm. that are for sale.
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's the Serenity Garden. The public sees that mm-hmm. as soon as they drive into the parking lot. Those people that are in some doctor office can see out the windows to yeah. the plants. And mm-hmm. those people getting chemo treatments in the oncology department.
Yep.
I mean, that's a beautiful space to look out onto.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a great plus for the hospital.
Very cool. The appreciation brunch.
Yes.
Laura, do we want to know, what do we need to know about that?
Yeah, so actually this week we are hosting a volunteer appreciation brunch and in-service. So once a year we bring our volunteers in, say thank you to them, and also do some training. So you are volunteering in a healthcare facility, so there are some things to know around HIPAA and, you know, infection prevention, safety, all of those pieces. So we do an annual in-service. We sent out invitations, but the mail is sometimes unpredictable.
Yes.
We had an issue last year with our volunteer appreciation invites that they were mailed out, I think, well in advance, and then a lot of them arrived the week after the brunch. So this year we decided, well, this will be a great opportunity to remind people that if you are a volunteer at the hospital and maybe you didn't get your invitation, or if you haven't yet RSVP'd, our volunteer brunch is this Wednesday, which I believe is the 22nd,
yes,
at 9:30 in yep. the morning. Mm-hmm. And you can RSVP to Katie at 712-623-6725. And let her know if you'll be able to come.
Yeah. Okay.
So make sure there's our plug. Yeah. If you are a volunteer, you know, if you're a chaplain, if you're on our foundation, if you're mobile meals driver, auxiliary member, please come join us for our volunteer appreciation brunch.
It's a good thing. The hospital doesn't work like it works without the volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge, when you're talking 100+ mm-hmm. people volunteering and committing time and monies to whatever the project. It's a big deal.
It is. It's a huge value, you know, and the work that they do to support the programs and the employees, you know, the Lemon Tree Gift Shop is such a huge asset to our hospital, even just for our employees, right? Not even considering staff and or patients and visitors, but just for our employees. You know, we have over 300 people that work up there, and
yeah.
sometimes our hours are odd that we can't get out right. to shop other places, and so to have something right there. And Chris and Connie did the buying for the Lemon Tree and managing for a long time, and they did such a good job.
Yeah, we talked about it several times, so yeah. it's always. And think of the hours that these two ladies have put in with no compensation whatsoever, mm-hmm. other than the satisfaction of helping out auxiliary.
Most volunteers don't do this for recognition.
There's no compensation. It's just to help out an organization
right.
and people.
Right.
Yeah. And I, you know, that's there's something special about people willing to do that sincerely. So thanks for doing that.
A new thing that we have started on the third Wednesday of every month at 9:00, we have a little coffee mm-hmm. in the hospital cafeteria
mm-hmm.
where you can come in and we go over the things that are happening in the hospital, as well as what's going on in the auxiliary. Mm-hmm. And it's just a nice time to get together, to chat with people that you may not have seen for a while,
mm-hmm.
to learn more about what's going on at the hospital and the auxiliary, and also have an opportunity to have some input if you have some things that you would like to see the auxiliary doing or the hospital. It's also a good time. We will not be meeting this month or in May because of the volunteer breakfast mm-hmm. and then the May breakfast. But we will be starting up again in June We skipped July because of the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's busy with the fair that week.
it's pretty busy.
We'll start again in August. Mm-hmm. So that's another good opportunity to find out a little more about not only the auxiliary, but the hospital in general.
You bet. Very good. Chris Johnson, Connie McCormick, and Laura Claver. What else do we need to cover that we haven't touched on? Laura, Connie, or Chris?
I think you've hit it all.
What's the rest of our day hold today? Connie, what are you doing the rest of the day today?
Oh, reviewing scholarship applications.
Look at this. Yeah, yeah, see?
Yeah, it's scholarship season.
Scholarship season.
Yeah.
That's another thing that the auxiliary does.
We didn't even touch it on that.
I know, is give out scholarships. The employees at the hospital also give out scholarships, so we have two different scholarship programs for people entering healthcare fields, which is very cool.
And the auxiliary will be giving two $1,000 scholarships.
Mm-hmm. See? Another great thing that you do.
Yep.
Wow, very good. Well, hey, nice to see you all.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Great to be here. Thank you for letting us come and say thank you. And if you're, you know, if you're interested in getting involved, reach out. Give us a call.
One more time.
Yeah.
Tell me about the lunch brunch that takes place on this Wednesday.
Yeah. So our volunteer appreciation brunch is this Wednesday, April 22nd at 9:30 in the morning. It'll be appreciation brunch and in-service for anyone who volunteers with MCMH programs. So if you are able to come and you have not yet RSVP'd, please call Katie Sapp at 712-623-6725.
There you go. So if you didn't get the invite, you're invited now.
Yes, that's
Put it on your calendar. Mark it on your calendar.
Yep, see you on Wednesday. Or a reminder.
Yes. Make it a great day. Nice to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. See what a smile.